Mr. Price was worried. He stood looking out through the doors at what promised to be another miserable day. G.R. Owens is one of Cardiff's oldest department stores, a granite monolith halfway between a bank and a Roman palace. Its proud facade had once dominated the city centre. For over 100 years they'd all come and gone, tramlines, snack bars, Christmas markets. It had seen off Woolworths, outlasted Borders, and had barely even noticed the rise and fall of Pound Paradise. But now something new, alien and ugly towered over G.R. Owens' Victorian front. The endless glass windows of Cardiff's newest shopping centre glared balefully, hungrily at G.R. Owens. Mr. Price shuddered. He watched the staff scurrying to their post, manning tills and counters and display stands, warming up their best smiles and brushing down their uniforms. He swept imaginary dander from his neat little suit and checked his old watch. 8:57. He'd been there at 8:57 every day for the last 30 years, standing at the ornate shop doors, their brass fittings newly polished. 3 minutes to go. In the old days, there'd already have been a queue forming, mothers with prams and eager pensioners rapping their purses impatiently on the door, breath fogging up the freshly vinegared glass. But not today. There was no one waiting for G.R. Owens to open. There hadn't been for a while. It was going to be another bad day. Mr. Price knew it. Already that morning there had been a most disagreeable trip down to the basement. They were becoming more and more frequent. Mr. Price was worried. No one waiting outside the shop and something very wrong inside. He ran a weary hand through his thinning hair and stared sadly out at the empty pavement. Across the road, crowds of shoppers bustled eagerly into the new shopping centre. A bus pulled up, feeding yet more people into the neighbouring temple of steel and glass. 8:59. He paused, listened, and as the distant church bells began to chime, reached forward to slide out the heavy brass bolts. It was 9 o'clock, and, just as it had been every day for over 100 years, G.R. Owens was open for business. Mr. Price heard a sad little sigh. At his side was Mavis, his capable deputy manager, a plain little woman in a worn beige dress. She looked sadly at the empty doorway, then back at Mr. Price and tutted. No words were necessary. "Best man the battle stations," sighed Mr. Price. "Early days yet, Mavis. There's still time." Mavis nodded sympathetically and leaned towards him in confidence. "I've just taken care of that little spillage up on the fourth floor carpet," she whispered. "Ah."